This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Todd Miller of Rave Mobile Safety. Todd, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Great. Thanks for having me, Don. I really appreciate the time today.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Todd, and you know, we've done a lot of things with Rave Mobile Safety in the past, a lot of them centered around your smart 911 product and that sort of thing. Can you talk to us about some of the other things you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So Rave Mobile Safety is really a safety and communications company. So we do a tremendous amount in the state and local space. You're right. A lot of folks are familiar with what we're doing with Smart 911 for collecting additional data and delivering that to 911 and first responders. But we also do a lot in higher education in the corporate space. Oftentimes, organizations come to us when they have a need to communicate with large numbers of people. Thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that they want to send text messages and emails and voice calls to. And so organizations use us for those types of solutions also.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's interesting. So tell me, with this COVID-19 pandemic, there are a lot of things people are looking for information. Can Rave Mobile Safety help them out?
Boy, I tell you, it really is a different world these days, isn't it? You know, I think about what's happened over the last 10 or 12 weeks and how the world has changed quite a bit. And I'm really proud of the fact that Rave has evolved with that. And so there are a few things that we'd love for your audience to know about as we think about how, as communities, we can address not only the response to COVID, but also the recovery process. So you're just thinking about Smart 911 to start with. You know, many of your audience members may be very familiar with the fact that we're able to deliver this additional data to 911. But what they may not know about is now our ability to collect COVID-related data. And what I mean by that is members of the community, just like you and I, can download the Smart 911 app, or we can go to smart911.com. And not only can we provide all the same information that we used to be able to provide, things like photos and physical descriptions, health and medical information, rescue requirements that you want 911 and first responders to be aware of, but now we can also ask questions about COVID. So, for example, are you exhibiting flu-like symptoms, or did you test positive for COVID, yes or no? And we're able to deliver that information in real time to 911 first responders, and ultimately also make it available to public health officials. And I think, you know, this is clearly very important as we respond as communities. We need to understand what types of emergencies and what types of scenarios that we may be walking into with our first responders. But it's also critically important to recognize that this is a great way for communities to manage this information in a private manner also. Because it puts the power of this data into the hands of community members. You, as a member of the community, can decide what information you want to provide and what information you don't want to provide. We do see situations across the United States. Other states have maybe gotten themselves into a little bit of hot water because public health officials were sharing information without citizens' permission with local 911 organizations. I understand why they do that. It's because they're trying to protect first responders. But I also understand the other side of it, which is privacy concerns. Those individuals that tested positive for COVID may not have opted in, may not have said, yes, I want you to provide this to my local 911 center. We really solved that problem by making that whole process opt-in and making it very easy to put that critical information into the hands of all the key stakeholders that can help us not only, again, with the coronavirus outbreak, but also the recovery process.
Okay. All right. Well, so that makes an awful lot of sense. Can I share that information, frankly, with my employer, maybe a retail store or a local government, in terms of helping them reopen safely?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point too, Donnie. Obviously, we're dealing with these challenges in the state and local. What we're doing in the private sector is equally as important. Organizations need to have a solid accounting for who's healthy within the organizations and who isn't. And so we've also facilitated that for the private sector. So now with our coronavirus response and recovery kits, you can not only communicate with your employee base, but you can proactively and on a daily basis automatically do health and wellness checks. So, for example, if you're that meatpacking plant and you need to have an accounting of your individuals on a daily basis and have them affirm one way or another whether they're healthy that day or not, you can do that now with Rave Mobile Safety.
Okay. All right. And is this something that can be adaptable as we go forward? I mean, frankly, some of the guidance we've received from officials at all levels and the CDC and things like that have evolved during the last few months. And the questions I might have asked in the middle of March might be very different than the questions I asked today. Is the Rave Mobile Safety app something that, hey, I can add new questions as things change?
I think that's a really important point because as we've looked at things just over the last 12 weeks, you're right, they have evolved pretty quickly. And I don't have a crystal ball, but I would suspect over the next 12 weeks, for example, that they'll continue to change just a bit as we learn more. And so we recognize that. And what that means is, yes, you as an organization, whether you're in 911 and public safety or in the private sector, collaborating with your employees and team members, have the ability to customize the questions that are being asked and how you deal with those responses. And so, for example, in the state and local space with Smart 911, while we have a whole set of standard questions that we typically ask when someone registers for Smart 911, we're able to customize that on a jurisdiction by jurisdiction basis so that they can ask the questions that are most pertinent to them. And by the way, in asking some of those questions, we can also put individuals into an automated reminder and update process. So, for example, if someone indicated that they were sick or exhibiting flu-like symptoms, an entity could automatically put them into that reminder process. So on a daily basis, that citizen is going to be asked again, hey, have your conditions changed? What else do you need to share with us? Because this is going to be an evolving situation. So flexibility is absolutely key.
Okay. And so and you're calling it the Rave Coronavirus Recovery Solution?
Yes, sir.
All right. And now, is it, just so we're clear, is this something that you all have built from scratch, or are you all building on your existing platform?
I think the good news is this is something that has been built on to this outstanding award-winning platform that we've had over the last 15 years. And so these are really some of the great work that we've been doing across the country, and we have not had to develop it from scratch.
Okay. All right. And one last thing. I mean, I know today the focus is on COVID-19, understandably so, but are there other uses for this kind of information in terms of general wellness? I'm thinking in terms of, hey, if I'm an enterprise, boy, if I had this information and my employees were willing to share some of this information, we might be able to lower our insurance rates or something like that going forward. Do you see any applications like that in the future?
I absolutely do. And I think this goes back to your point earlier that this is an evolving situation. So absolutely, insurance companies, this wasn't expected for them either. They're looking at the risk and possible liability that's associated with what happens when these workplaces open up. How many people can you have there? What is the role of the employer in terms of collecting this information, managing this data? And quite frankly, it can be pretty complex if these organizations try and take it on themselves and do it from scratch, which is certainly why we would recommend leveraging a platform like Rave Mobile Safety, who's been built to be able to do this and to be flexible. So as some of these events change, as the focus of insurance companies maybe evolves as they're looking at the response, you're going to have a platform that evolves right along with you.
Okay, wow, terrific stuff. Be interested to see how that changes in the future and how it gets used. Well, Todd, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to speak with us, and just wanted to say congratulations on all the work you guys are doing at Rave Mobile Safety, and in particular, the Rave Coronavirus Recovery Solution.
Well, as always, it's great to speak to you, Donnie, anytime.